Welcome back, Organization Savage, to a special episode featuring Final Fantasy XIV Shadowbringers patch. We will be going in depth about how we feel about the game thus far and giving our opinions of everything that we have enjoyed and our dislikes about the classes and what they have and need to probably possibly improve on. So, who would like to take the floor with their opening statement? Well, if everyone's feeling shy, I guess I'll go for it. Well, so far, you know, I'm in love with the story. It feels like the most Final Fantasy story of all the patches so far. I don't feel like I'm involved in politics too much this time around, and I like that because it feels more of a magical aspect to it, and the classes have been, I'd say, more streamlined in certain ways, and other ways they could be better improved upon, possibly by bringing certain skills back and rebalancing a lot of the skills. So, who wants to start by saying what they do and do not like about the current class setup?
Well, as far as I go, I'm pretty lax when it comes to build changes and what they do with the classes, and most of the changes they make don't really bother me. I just play with what I've got. There are a few things that have been kind of odd, but beyond that, I haven't really had much of an issue with any of them. Being a monk, Dark Knight main, as far as DPS and tank class, don't really have a main healer, maybe Scholar. And that one I haven't played up to 80 quite.
Honestly, of the three healers, White Mage is in the best spot, right? If nothing else, but if that's not your I guess Scholar, if you want shielding. With Dro, it's kind of finicky. If you're doing dungeons, I do not do Nocturnal Sect because Shield Astro in dungeons is essentially dead. Like, if you're ever going to do Astro in dungeons, you should do Diurnal Sect, which is the regions aspect of it. Otherwise,
I you said you had a lot to talk about. Your, really enjoyed the.
I was actually going to start with the Shadowbringer story part and leaving the classes.
Oh, please go for it.
Because I was just commenting on what he was talking about of picking. I was just giving my comment on that. Take care of yourself.
I would never do such a thing.
You totally didn't just implode.
I didn't implode. I self-destructed. There's a difference there. But yeah, so far, you know,
the reason I said implode is because you're not, your bits are.
What you see there is only an illusion.
Anyhow.
Welcome to the Matrix.
I really did enjoy Shadowbringer's story. It in fact, tops Heavensward, even.
I agree. I definitely agree.
You said it actually went more into the fantasy side of things. In fact, back when there were these leaks of the locales, like sneak peeks of the locales, when I saw Lakeland, the first thing that came to mind was Final Fantasy IX. In the fantasy aspect of it all, and I was just in love with. And in fact, when they revealed Dancer at the time, especially happy was that they decided to use one of my favorite songs from Final Fantasy IX, reorchestrated Vamos a la Flamenco, and in fact, playing throughout the Dancer quest line.
Good to
It's
know.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
I love And this time I usually raid as either a bard or a white mage, depending on what is needed in the raid scene for my group. But this I am actually going to be a dancer main. So there is that. I am in love with this class. Like, I love the omnidirections that I have three of. I love the support aspect that my dances bring. And even though my personal DPS is the lowest can possibly be of all DPS, I don't really care.
I mean, the game's
I
about enjoying
actually
yourself.
feel powerful when I do my dance.
I feel like that's still the most important, is that you just enjoy your class no matter what anyone else, the statistics behind it. It's all about what you should enjoy versus what everybody else, streamlines.
That's why I've been playing Monk this entire time.
You are a rare treasure, sir. I will have you know that. I have rarely seen monks this entire patch. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
I really
Yeah,
have to
I've
agree
only
there.
seen a
You
handful.
actually, like, I monk this entire time.
I'm pretty sure since Monk has been getting trash talked that just this entire time, that most people hear that and go, "Oh, I guess I'm not playing Monk." I'm like,
All
"Don't,
I've
dude,
been
don't listen
hearing
to other
is that
people."
all I've been hearing is that the changes to Monk makes it so that the earlier skills, like early level, feel clunky.
That's
That's all. Like
always
that.
been.
Like that's really been hearing. I don't know much else otherwise.
I mean,
But it.
going into the earlier dungeons, awful. Because, I mean, no matter what class, it's not going to be terribly great because you're so
Okay,
used to
but
having so many of your skills.
unless you're a
But
dancer,
so many. Yeah, well.
unless you're a dancer, because have do you know that the early dungeon with a dance do 1K potency?
Well,
Yeah, no, I melted it.
it's more of a rotation base because Monk has always been very static in how its rotation goes, quote unquote. And its AoE rotation, albeit brand like that, and the controller makes it a little awkward for some. Yeah, pretty much. That's what I do, just push through and hit things with my fist.
Vols doesn't solve all your problems, sir.
Like the delightful little wing.
Well, as far as my classes, well, I'm kind of a jack of all trades when it comes to Final Fantasy. Whatever class I pick up, I'm going to be a beast with it. So, Samurai, I'm not too mad at the changes. I'm just mad that they took away my slashing resistance. Besides that, I'm pretty much fine with how Samurai works. That's
They
not too much
got rid
a.
of a lot of status ailments of
Yeah, I
sorts, because
noticed.
they took away a Faux Requiem, Glaive Slash, Blunt,
They took away Faux Requiem
Piercing.
from the bar? Really?
Yeah, yes.
Wow, I did
That
not
was
know
one of the
that.
things they took away.
Wow, no wonder I haven't been seeing bards
They
around.
took.
I mean, then again, I'm not gonna lie, that would probably be a problem anyway with how just how powerful they made the mage classes in this patch. That'd have been way too much damage to be real. Like, just for the sheer fact that summoner can go into a dungeon and burn every add with no, with ease, and black mages on a single target are just too powerful. That would have been a problem in this patch.
I still would have liked to keep a lot of my support. I still have I still have, which was a direct hit. I still have Nature's Mane, although they nerfed it by increasing the cooldown.
So, is it just me, or
Like,
does it seem
I
like
used to.
Dancer and Monk are like the only support DPS classes now? Or would there be anything
Not
else?
true. Have you considered Trick Attack?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forget Ninja's even in the game. I gotta be honest with you. I honestly forget. But yes, Ninja,
Are in the game.
Monk, and Dancer. Yeah, because I haven't touched my Ninja since God knows when.
Dragoon also, Battle Litany and
Battle, yes, battle, isn't it one other battle litany and something else? Battle to Tennessee, something like that.
there is still some
Battle
support in the
Tennessee.
game, although very little.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not as much as it used to be. Like, it's only like so little piggybacking now versus how it was before. I mean, it feels like they'd have made tanks kind of supportive in some, well, at least as far as Dark Knight goes. I know it's a supporting role when it comes to the defensive capabilities of the party. I'm not sure how the other tanks work with those kind of mechanics. But as
Yeah,
far
I
as
haven't really played any of the other tanks besides Dark Knight up through this patch at least, or this expansion, I mean.
I have yet to play either one of them. I in fact have my Pally at 70, so that's as far as I go so far. But I have healed all of the tanks at some point. It is very clear that War and Gunbreaker are meant to be off tanks, because what they bring the most is actually deeps
You said
at
Gunbreaker
best.
and what else?
War.
Warrior.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
The main tanks in this scenario is Pallies and Darks.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, when it comes to like the best combos in the game, I feel like it's honestly a Dark Knight and a Paladin. Because the Dark Knight is still the aggro god of this game. Like, they're not getting rid of that no time soon.
Well,
I do like things
did
angry.
get it above, so.
And as for my healing class, well, at least from what little I've
Yeah, if
seen
I'm not
in. Oh, go ahead.
Darkest Knight, I'm doing.
Oh, dude, Darkest Knight has saved my team on so many occasions. Like, I'll pop that around a healer when I see a massive AoE, like, incoming. Like, well, thank you for eating that. Give me my buff, and let me go back to town on this boss. Darkest, and then that was it, Living Shadow or whatever it's called for the level 80 skill. Oh, that
You're
skill is a
not Frey?
hater.
Not Frey.
Hater. He is Frey as long as I will him to be.
Oh.
I will name my
Himself
shadow
told you,
Frey.
Frey, that it is not him. It does not count.
As long as I name it Frey, it does. But as far as my healing class summoner, I'm not bad at the changes besides my lack of DPS in this class and the fact that I can't use my Aether Flows without being in combat, which I
I want
find
you to realize you
irritating.
said summoner, not scholar.
Oh my god. See, that's how much I play these classes that I keep getting them confused. They're essentially the same thing. They both summon.
They are not. They are
Hey.
quite different.
Hey, we are still an Arcanist at heart, okay? Because when we get EXP, it
They
says
share
Arcanist
at
EXP.
least one skill. They share one
We share books to a degree.
That's not a skill.
Like, reading is a skill.
And
Guessing spells is a skill.
that's a baseline.
Well, yeah, my
Well, if you're going
scholar.
that.
Oh, that's what I meant to say about scholar. I'm mad at that my Ada flows aren't what
Yeah.
they used to be. And same thing for summer too, actually. Like we
Eight
gotta
respecters
reduce.
should
I hate how they reduce my
be
Ada
gained
flows back.
outside of combat.
Yeah, like I don't know what else even a
Actually,
thing.
all healers, they cannot gain re of combat.
They can't gain what without combat?
Ugh.
All not gain resources outside of combat.
Lame. But
White mages cannot gain lilies outside of combat. Astros cannot gain seals outside of combat.
I didn't even
And
know that. Jeez. Oh my
hmm.
goodness. Honestly, I don't know why they took Astro's best skill, which was Royal Road, in my opinion. That was like my favorite skill on Astro, and they just took that. They're like, yo, yoink, you're not getting this back anytime soon.
It's because it's now divination.
Yeah, but what is the cooldown on that? Like, 2 minutes?
It is relatively long, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like it lasts such a short time for it to be cooldown.
I mean, it's an AoE balance of sorts. Essentially, when you do gain all the seals and is still down, like on cooldown, essentially, you are expected to lady or lord your card.
Yeah, basically, and that's like still. I miss my Royal Road. I miss it so much when it comes to Astro. And White Mage, the only reason I leveled a, I don't even, why did I level a White Mage? I'm terrible at managing that class, but now I, since it's basically been streamlined, it shouldn't be that big of a deal for me to play a White Mage.
It's not a hard class to play.
No, back, no. Before, all this, my MP management on a White Mage was horrendous. Like it was truly terrible. Like I could lose
Okay,
all
ha
my
okay,
MP.
how far back are you?
Up to level 60. Not level 70 stuff. But so up until level 60, my MP management was
60,
trash.
you at least had a size and Lucid, so those were two cooldowns of sorts. I then you can still use lilies as free heals as well as Tetra. You have options.
I mean, yeah, it just wasn't a class for me back then. Because as a scholar, I basically had unlimited MP no matter what. My MP was never below half, unless like it was a real tough situation. So I never had to worry. Like I never even had to look at my MP bar as a scholar. That's how easy it was for me to manage MP on this class. Everything just laid
If you want
itself
me to
out.
be honest, I find that both Astro and Scholar kind of suffer a bit in the MP.
Oh, you are tripping. Oh no, you are definitely tripping. Cause barely any of our skills rely on. We don't have like three skills that rely on MP. The basic heal skill, I'm not even gonna try to pronounce that. And sucker.
I'm meaning to I'm
Adlocutum.
meaning I
Yeah.
am meaning throughout leveling the tanks that we have today.
No, it's still not that big of a deal. Cause we have so much support with like including the new fairy summon, basically, like, and if you combine that with the fairy's already existing skills,
Leveling, not 80, leveling.
oh, leveling. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know because I'm already
I
here.
was specifying that.
I mean, as I was leveling towards 80, I wasn't having an MP issue, but I can't say if you get it now, what the if it will be a problem or not, but. As far as my leveling goes when I was using it, I still wasn't
It
having that
has
much of an
been.
issue.
It was a problem because of the tanks always wanting to pull wall, DPS not wanting to AoE, you run out of resources fast.
Okay, how far back are we talking as far as levels go? Or, things go?
Just in Shadowbringers, like 72 AoE.
Oh no, nah, yeah, if that's the case, it definitely wasn't a problem for me. Yeah, like yeah, if you're talking about from level of 70 to 80, healing was not that big of a deal until the tank decided to pull
Then you were lucky.
everything. That was the problem.
Exactly my point.
I mean, but still, because I could just, once I ran out of my stacks, I could
Like,
just send my fairy away, gain more stacks, and then just be right back. So it was an issue as far as like trying to keep them alive, yes, but as far as my MP management, there was no issue. Telling you, I religiously live on
hate
this
that.
class. It's my favorite healer.
You have no idea how much of a thirsty bitch I've been.
Okay. Well.
Holy shit. Half of the tanks I have.
Did you not remember that retarded? No, those two stupid healers we got in that Titania runs, the bane of my existence, as I was solo healing Titania. Yeah, you know, like that. It's a shame we have to tell people how to play their classes.
It's apparently
I
toxic,
blame the
and
D.Va
the two
Vengeance.
expect especially blame those.
Oh man, I still remember
How
those
many
days.
times I've encountered players do a leveling roulette, and they're from, oh, let's say, for example, level. In a
What level are they?
yeah, you kind of cut out when you were
Yeah.
mentioning the
There's
levels.
no excuse for that. I mean, you could go to levels
I've had a
higher
total of three
or
people that
Paralga's.
said I did not expect this high of a dungeon, and I was like, you should
Yeah, what do you mean you don't
assume you're
ex
going to get
Yeah.
the
Wait, wait, wait.
you should
How?
all You
A
will
higher
get the
end
highest
dungeon
possible.
if they don't have the gear level possible to
Yeah, what? What do you
they
mean?
queued at a eye level rating and then in 10 because that's the only way I can
Yeah,
the
I mean,
game
it's
will not let you go into a higher dungeon but high enough eye level.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
You gotta
that's
realize
weird.
the roulette itself does not high level requirement.
It does.
It does.
Let me check.
Yeah, the roulette
Looking
definitely
at
has
it
a.
right now, there is no high level requirement.
No, but it does. The roulette itself does. Dungeons themselves
Yeah, it
do.
says average item level 45 at the least.
Because that's how I've been tricking the system into going into low raids. Like if I'm trying the or something.
Yeah, on
Okay,
expert
let me
roulettes,
specify.
it
Let
says.
me specify this. They at least have 3 to 4 levels gear bit chest piece level 20.
Okay,
Okay,
that makes much more
yeah,
sense.
that makes a lot more sense.
Especially if it's a weapon or a chest.
So, you know, I've had at least three such players that their excuse has been, I didn't know to get a dungeon this high.
Yeah, there's no excuse for
Congrats,
that.
you did.
Now, it's granted, if one thing like me, I queue as a tank sometimes, and I get like, if I'm doing, let's say, my trials, and I'll get a trial that I've never tanked in my life, like, I forget, was it Containment Bay S1T9,
Oh, those.
the lady, I forget her name, but like her, I had never
Sophia.
tanked,
Sophia.
yeah, I had never tanked Sophia a day in my life.
Ah, that actually brings me PTSD.
But then I got
Because
that, and I
that
was like, okay,
was
cool.
during my solo healing days. Like, I had a scholar, and I put that my real healer was actually EO, dumb level, real
My
healer.
was Eos.
My real co-healer was
Eos. Yeah, that's the problem with getting skeletons. Back in the day, they thought that they could just do
pocket
Eos.
Healer.
They're like, yo, you can't just.
Okay, let me put you another perspective. Say, back in Savage, as in A9, tanks were dying. He was Blizzard too.
You're kind of cutting in and out there.
Blizzard 2-ing. Back when cross-class were... When you had to, like, before the chain.
Got
it. Yeah, no.
Ouch.
Yeah, no. You told me I didn't have that. Oh, all of the migraines, all of...
Sounds like you had a problem with healers back then. The way I had healers, the problems with healers this patch. I'm telling you, every raid this patch, doing them with healers was a pain in my ass because they thought that they had DPS. I'm like, you realize that this isn't the patch you just came from, right? Like, you realize that you have to actually, you know, heal people or they're going to die. I have to what?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of this game. Get out. Mm-hmm. Leave. Now. I'll do it myself. I don't need you. It really got to that point where, like, I don't think you were in that. Wait, where are you at? You were in that run when I was, like, asking that white mage, hey, you want to help heal? And he just said,
I was. I was the dancer.
Yeah, he didn't. He just said no.
You not remember? I was dancing.
Yeah, like, what do you mean no? It's your fucking class. He's like, dude, just chill.
I mean, on the note of question, I was in the Quetzalcoatl dungeon because I can't remember its name off the top of my head. But I don't know what they were doing, but I was hovering around on 25% hit points for 90% of that dungeon.
Wait, which dungeon did you say?
The one with Quetzalcoatl at the end.
Quetzalcoatl?
That. That's how I've always pronounced it, because I've read it.
That's how I've always pronounced it myself, but, Academia.
Yeah, Academia.
Oh, that, okay. Okay.
But yeah, the white maid, what they were doing, but I don't think hovering 5% hit points for most of the times I was in those, I pulled the trash. And I had to use Looking Dead. And I don't like using that skill. And each time I did, I died.
Yeah, they need to fix Living Dead to a degree, because I understand for the concept of you need to get topped off to a degree, but it's like, yo, in some of these situations, it's kind of hard. You guys got to realize that. Can you, like, just change it up a bit?
Macro saying Living Dead being, or not exactly like that, but I'm using Living Dead with a tone. Nothing.
What were they doing that they did not heal you?
I don't know. I was managing my own cooldowns and trying to stay alive in the giant mess that I created for myself.
The way I tend to do on which part of the fight you are on.
When I grab all of the things from one end of a hall to another and beating them to death.
Okay, but which on when are you living dead?
That was the second after the first right before the shark, but I'm not. I don't know. It was just
like that is a gated cool. And in fact, I have healed my fiance,
Yeah.
And he has. It is very
that said,
much possible.
Said anything either, like at all. The dancer said more than we got out of there. Yeah.
Healers need to
learn I know when I do DPS or heal, I try to comment when I know or just not trying.
Now, if I'm going to try to DPS as a healer, I have a setup for my scholar where I'll give them the, what's this thing called? I give them excogitation, put down sacred soil, and just start using Art of War. Excogitation.
I just call it excog.
And sacred soil, put that over them, and then just start doing Art of War. And once I see the excog is gone, bam, I just start going back in heal mode. Because I know my fear is going to keep them alive for a good minute at least.
I know I found at least black mages that, let me tell you, either they, of them that actually fire wand.
You don't use fire wand? Oh wait, I haven't done AD content. I'm still like 60.
Fire force are, your iconics.
Yeah, I don't have that yet.
Yeah, I'm still kind of low on my. I just got my black mage to what, 60? So I don't know what's going on with that still.
I just hit. If it...
Anyhow,
yeah.
They were fire wanting. Not even fire AoEs. And there was a point in which we pointed out about fire force and wizard for it.
Jeez, you're damn and weird. Then went back to fire on these classes.
You know, there are some points. Guys, I know this is a game, but you try a little. Come on.
It is. This is. Them all cooperation is I know some people consider that a little bit, it is not this to expect you to at least do of your job. Like I am not expecting a 99 percentile type bullshit. That's not what I want. I want and not waste 23 people's
like by the time I get any I feel like I'd have at least some grasp on how this class actually functioned. Like there's no way I could go into contact
unless you bought the class, because you know
spamming skills for no reason.
Buy the you could buy the levels now, so some people would do that and then just go into a dungeon digging their hot shit and without reading any of the combos or what skills should go with
what. That's a problem. People do not.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you're doing, even ending like let's say EX farms. Like the party finders do the EX. People don't read. They just join.
Yeah.
At last count, people join the party finder and we actually asked them, did you read? If not, get the fuck out.
I mean, then again, I'm one of those guys. Sometimes I'll just join a random party front and be like, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm doing something. Let's go for it.
Usually, when there is usually what is expected. Like, let's say, for example, let's say Suzaku. You know how some people do clockwise or counterclockwise Cardinals, Inter-Cardinals.
How our hearts sing in the chaos. Sorry.
I didn't. Susano. I said Suzaku.
Suzaku.
Okay.
Yeah. I was hearing Susano.
Too many names that are similar.
Now, see, you confused a woman for a gesture.
No, I confused the names.
Anyhow, usually such instructions are in the party finder before you actually join. Should be read. Let's give another example. Byakko. Let's say A is for tanks, healers. C is for DPS. It's simple. Just read the fucking action that's up there so that we read it. Like, it's not...
I mean, when it comes to set mechanics, like, what was it? Because a lot of people do things differently, and I understand that, so sometimes it comes off as unclear on a lot of things, like how we were doing to Tanya, and some people were just DPSing every last freaking one of the ads that popped up instead of just going focusing on one. Because when people were like, oh, I'm used to going counterclockwise, others were used to going clockwise, and without that, you know, communication there, no one knows what the freak to do.
And... at least when it's roulettes, in which you don't know what you'll get, it is communicate inside. But when it's a pre-made, such things should.
Oh yeah, pre-made is different. Yeah, pre-made is definitely different. I give you that one.
Because I'm all for communication when it's complete strangers and people don't. This is an MMO cooperation. It's vital from every class, every role. And it is actually. Yeah.
Because again, when you have to keep telling a white mage.
That's apparently elitist and toxic.
Yeah, it's like, yo, you're a white mage. Why am I not seeing Medica 2 up? Like, this seems to be an issue. Like, that's why I hate most white mages around this time, because it's like. Why do I have to keep constantly reminding you to put Medica 2 up? Why? Why am I telling you how to play your job while playing mine?
I have done that so many times, considering that I main Dancer and White Mage.
Like, I don't even main White Mage, and it's like, bruh, I know how the class works. Can you please, please do your job? And that's just me trying to tell you how to like stay alive. Not even trying to tell you how to like being an elitist, because an elitist are those people that just will go off on you at the drop of a hat for just dying. That's what I consider elitist. But when someone's trying to constructively give you feedback on what you should be doing in this said scenario, and you're like, oh, you're just trying to be an elitist, it's like, no, I'm trying to tell you how to keep everyone alive. It's the difference.
I mean, I found myself having to explain what skills do in dungeons.
And that's the worst part. It's like, you can literally pull up your skills and read them yourself. Why am I explaining this to you when you have full access to this information in the palm of your hand?
Like, I've had astros that, give the wrong people, and I'm just... That's fair. Which cards are which?
Oh, basically, because, it's easy to understand.
Because cards are changed. What they do.
Yeah.
The melee cards. The melee cards are balance, arrow, and spear.
Yep.
The range cards are ewer, spire,
and bow.
Thank you.
I call it bow.
And whatever. And the Lady Lords version. Lords are melee, ladies are range. That's the easiest way to put it.
I just remember them by, like, weapons, so to speak, because balance is always going to be, you know, for me to melee, and then spear, you know, melee, and the other one, too, and then the other ones that are just, like, more offhand, I'm like, okay, these are for range people. That's just basically how I remember it.
Way fiance put it is, let's go to Millie. Bad cards. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're right. That's basically how I'd look at it. Like, I try to remember it in the old Astro way. The good cards go to the melee, the sucky cards go to the range. That's how I look at it.
But yeah, no. It's essentially how you want to tell yourself to remind yourself is the good cards go to melee. Because you usually do not, because you usually do not want to play Ewers or Spires or Bowls. You want balance. Years. Back in ways.
Man, we spent 40 minutes just really talking about the class changes. Holy shit.
I mean, the cards, I'm not really seeing a difference. The two sets of three. Just one set of three really tanks and these healers ranged. But between the two sets, they're the same. Unless I'm missing. Whoops. It's like 3%, and that's what it says for. Melee tanks, the other
range. It's because they technically count as melee. You gotta realize that.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I mean, I'm not seeing a difference between range like, tank. Okay.
I'm going to die laughing.
Besides the seal. But.
And for the cards themselves and the action and things type.
Okay.
That's what it actually. That's where it actually says it. Like. Let's say error increases damage dealt by yourself by 6% if target is melee defense or 3% rolls. If you look from there, that's where it actually says it.
And is the one that difference with the seal type, so answers that one, but he got delved into Astral Ocean too much.
It does change in the form that you can, but there's a different action called play. I don't know why it had to be a different action, but
yeah, I don't know why. Which flip itself.
Anyhow,
I guess because the timer happens as soon as you draw the card.
Possibly, but it's the easiest way to remember Astro for this expansion.
And what do you, I mean? I was having a debate with Zemnis about this Red Mage. Well, for one, we already know that one resurrection pretty much kills a red mage in any dungeon and or raid, whatever now. But those two extra skills, the Vera Thunder and Vera Arrow 2, I was having a debate that those skills are basically completely useless. And Vera Thunder and Vera Arrow 2.
Are you meaning the AoE versions or?
Yeah, the AoE versions. I find them completely useless because I still prefer to just use Impact overall because it does more damage. Because I've noticed that it's like,
I mean,
I might not hit my bar as fast as if I use those, but they don't proc the Verifying Vera Stones, which I find to be completely stupid.
It's just to give you a way to raise your black and white magic to give you some like a rotation. Like, sure, they do not proc set up, but they do white and black magic.
Yeah, but I feel like those skills would have been more useful if they would have gave you the proc for them. Or at least if they would have gave you, a verifying very stone to proc with it in some way, shape, or form. But it just still feels too much of the same
Well,
to me when it comes to this
sometime,
class.
they probably would, sometime later, like maybe a perhaps, but something is something. You don't have to keep spamming the impact and whatnot. Actually, thing else to do for AoE.
I mean, I guess if it's just to give you something to do, I ain't too mad at it, but it still feels just too much of the same to me. But
Sure,
as
what
far as
exactly you want at to be fair, because released last expansion, so
I mean, Dead and Samurai, on the same token, and it feels still like it feels amazing still, because there's so much things you can do with it. Like, nothing has to be the same. There are so many ways you can go about using a samurai.
well. To be fair, I have not played either one this expansion yet. List.
Yeah, like single target, as far as melee goes, Samurai is the strongest of the melee DPSs. It has too much power behind it now.
Sam and Black Mage are the top two
Black Mage, I don't ever see
in
that
their
leaving the
respective
list.
roles. Huh?
I don't ever see Black Mage leaving the top tier list. It'd be a miracle if it did.
Oh, Black Mage. Hate that last turn in Eden.
Oh no, Black Mages should hate that first turn in Eden. The first Eden should be a Black Mage's worst nightmare. Nothing but AoEs.
Advice I can give for Black Mage. It's just escape. As mechanics happen until stop and let you cast.
No, not skate.
Skate.
Yes. I know how much
Yeah,
of
the
a
best skill
problem
ever.
that is.
Let me shake my bow and throw some wind. I mean, my staff and throw some wind at an enemy real quick. Scratch you up a little bit. Man, they couldn't at least given us escape three. Like, Jesus Christ. I'm just throwing wind at my opponent. I'm literally shaking my staff and hitting them with wind. The drift of how fast I can hit and shake this staff. It's like, yeah, it's amazing.
Now go where I'll throw you a second time.
I mean, do you want to cast something as you're moving, or do you just want to not to avoid mechanics,
Fuck
or
that.
do
I'm
you
gonna
want to
sit
stand in the
there
bad
with my mana ward, and I'm going
Yeah,
to eat
stand there.
that, and I'm going to finish
Fizz will
my
have to
goddamn
adjust.
casting. Adjust? A black mage? Never. We will die in our circles.
No, healers will just have to adjust. I'm gonna cast.
Well, stay in the group there and just contemplate life.
I'm gonna be on the floor, but did
Because
I
I would
cast
not
that
let that.
spell? Did I cast that spell, though?
Yes, and now you're the DPS list. Good
Hey, but
job.
guess what? I still cast my spell before I died. I don't care. Once you resurrect me, it's gonna be the same thing over again. Oh, Black
I
Mages.
got
You
cast.
assume I would
Oh.
res you.
Oh, man, this is so fun. But, I guess closing statements will be
Let that
like what
fly.
we feel would. What do you want out of the future of Shadowbringers? Honestly, I'm hoping
Honestly,
Eden ends in Altamisha, for one. I want Altamisha
Altamisha
because
because
I
I
feel
feel
like
like
we
we
should
should
have
have
gotten
gotten
her doing the Void Arc series, but we didn't. So I'm hoping they make up for that by giving her in the Eden series. Because they've been hinting at it
I
strongly so far, so I'm hoping that it's her.
I'm just wondering
You
how
are?
much after 13th shard, if I'm not mistaken. the void.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
the world of darkness.
There's nothing that can be done.
Well, this has to do with, because of that second fight.
And yeah, I'm wondering, because I have a theory that I'm not sure, but it seems plausible that Xenos might have a piece of Zodiark in him, from what I'm gathering. So I'm wondering if we're going to be able to fight Zodiark during this entire thing.
Perhaps.
That Xenos.
Xenos was like, death? Even death can't stop me. I'm going to buy that shit and be dying at the end. He was like, a little look assy, and he said, he can hand me my body, or I can kill my body again. Either way, it doesn't matter to me. The assassin was like, yeah, I ain't got time for this. Like, you scared somebody out of your body. I'm not sure how to feel about that.
Which would actually beg a question of why would Zodiac destroy one of that word in case?
I mean, maybe there's just a hateful entity.
He's only the Asian left, the only unsundered.
I mean, it's still Xenos in full control. I'm just saying Xenos could be harnessing the power of Zodiark from what it looks like.
No, you also gotta realize he also has the Echo Blood as well.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like it's the same as ours.
And an Echo all the same.
Yeah.
But not it the same is. As ours. That's what I'm saying. It feels like he's more on the dark side of it while we're, you know, on the light side of it.
I mean, you say that, but he really doesn't give a single.
Yeah, he not just even doesn't a... care. he just like, you know
he
what?
He just has a.
He has a murder boner for us.
Yeah, he's like my friend, my enemy.
He just wants to fight.
I feel like if Alucard was in this game,
wants to.
That'd be a fun relationship.
You know what? I don't even know if I should even call. Because it's not even hatred. It's not even hatred.
Yeah, it's love on an extremely fucked up level he has for us. I want to love you to death. Literally.
He's totally a yandere.
Yeah. You called it. Xenos is a yandere.
You heard it here first, folks. Xenos
is a yandere. There's no good way to explain it. He wants us all to himself. He doesn't want anyone to touch us. He's willing to kill his own father just so he no one touches us.
It's like my
he's my like, plaything.
My prey.
My plaything.
I mean, have you realized how mad he was when we are no longer part?
They effed off without me. Ugh!
How dare he?
Gonna have to go in.
He is going to taste all. How dare they leave me behind? When I see him again, he's gonna get a stern talking to, and then my sword, and possibly my other sword.
Oh, I'm going to stare light so hard.
That shit's gonna be hilarious.
And it might not even be with the sword.
Oh my. He's gonna say, listen here, you. After I straighten my hair, me and you are gonna have a serious conversation about why you left me here in a source all alone with no one else. Like, excuse me? Why's that my fucking problem? You killed me. You started
last
it.
Last time I saw you, throat.
That's gonna be like, last time I saw you, you turned into a dragon and tried to destroy me. Look, we don't bring up the past, okay? Like, what? Now let me go straighten my hair, and we will get back to this hate bone I have for you. Excuse me.
We sidetracked so hard.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's only good fun. It's just a hobby.
Third rail.
Hey, but at least we know what we want out of the end game. We want Xenos to become a yandere. That's all we want. Yandere Xenos. And with that, gonna go ahead and hit him with that. May the otaku hoes be with you. We'll see you on the next episode of My Trash Ass Podcast. But yeah, later, guys.